This story was written by Carlene Johnson with the Center Square, Washington. Parents and community members in Longview are calling on members of the school board to resign following last week's arrest of Superintendent Karen Cloninger on charges of obstructing an investigation of sexual abuse allegations involving students at Mark Morris High School. Cloninger and four other district employees, including Executive Director of Student Services Andrew Schoonover, have been placed on administrative leave as authorities investigate the district's handling of the allegations. Before Tuesday afternoon's meeting, parents gathered outside, some holding signs demanding that the school board be held accountable. The Longview School Board unanimously extended Cloninger's contract last month, despite knowing of the sex assault investigation and accusations that district officials may have obstructed the probe. "It was within your authority to place Dr. Cloninger on an administrative leave," said one man during public comment. "She had earned that from the beginning when she did not pursue openness, honesty, or transparency, refusing to act even after the initial police reports. Turns out she was threatening the employment of the staff here. You all own the consequences of those actions." The criminal case centers on allegations that members of the Mark Morris High School boys' basketball team sexually assaulted younger players over a period of several months going back to last November. Police learned of the allegations from a parent of one of the alleged victims. However, school officials reportedly knew about it more than a week before. School officials are mandatory reporters, meaning they are required to immediately report to police any allegations of assault. Cloninger is charged with tampering with a witness, a felony charge. She is also facing a misdemeanor charge of failure to report and obstructing law enforcement. She is scheduled to be arraigned on June 10th. Schoonover is also facing charges of failing to report and making a false statement. The board meeting Tuesday was the first opportunity members of the community had to voice their frustrations with the board and district officials. "I really hope that everybody on this board takes an opportunity to look in the mirror and realize the grave mistakes, the lack of trust, and what you have put this community through," said one speaker. Many who spoke urged all of the board members to step down immediately. "But you're not going to resign. You're too proud. You're too narcissistic," said one man. "You all said you didn't know what was going on. That was determined to be a lie. You have lost all moral authority," said another. Acting Superintendent Patty Bowen acknowledged the community's concerns, but said the district is limited in what it can publicly share because of the active investigation. "Limited information does not mean limited responsibility," said Bowen. "We must protect the integrity of the fact-finding process, and we must take appropriate accountability action on what we learn." The district has hired an outside investigator to review whether the five employees on paid leave followed legal and policy requirements. The trial for the basketball players accused of sexually assaulting younger teammates is scheduled to begin the week of July 13th in Cowlitz County Juvenile Court. The teens, ages 16 and 17, face charges that include second-degree rape, unlawful imprisonment with sexual motivation, indecent liberties with forcible compulsion, and indecent exposure. This report was first published by the Center Square, Washington.